Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where we feel that the food, as with every other part of life and relationships and things that are important to people, it's best to be honest. Like, totally honest. Especially with ourselves. We have a bit of a forbidden love affair with food. Especially the unhealthy food. That's the love that dare not speaketh its name, if you want to get all Shakespearean about it. We eat, sometimes on the sly, like when we're driving home and we get a craving for a burger and fries, but you know you'll get busted by your loved ones who want to watch your weight and cholesterol, but you figure you can eat it and hide the evidence in a dumpster somewhere before they ever find out, and then you gargle with mouthwash a bunch of times so they won't smell it on you, and you even feel bad about it, like you've cheated on them. What you've done is cheat them out of dining with you and romantically feeding each other the French fries. You could have taken an end and each and wound up smooching right in the middle of the fry.
Aww.
It's not wrong to want to reward yourself after a cruddy day by indulging your taste buds for a few minutes. You're a man, damn it. You have needs. And sometimes you need to bury your bad Monday in a double cheeseburger now and then. So go on. Life owes it to you. You work hard. Try to get home on time. Let the kids crawl all over you and punch you in the gut. Watch SpongeBob instead of SportsCenter. You deserve it. So admit it. Own up to it. Tell your wife you want fries with that. I know it'll be painful, and she may never trust you again. But you've got to stop living a lie. The first step on the road to healing is honesty. Welcome to Food Fight.
It's like you were talking directly to me. I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, I've seen the rappers at the office.
Yeah.
Today on Food Fight, we'll be giving you some handy tips on how to get the smells out of things. And later, it's everyone's favorite sidekick with a segment called Marcus's Favorite Nuts, the special fall edition.
Ooh.
And now, food that's best eaten when it's kind of sort of a little bit gone bad, a.k.a. trash you can eat. So, trash you can eat. Number one, first and foremost, everyone's got bad bananas.
Yeah, bad bananas. Freeze them, make them into smoothies, or bake them into banana bread. Put them in your pancakes, because when you saute them, the colors will change back. Not change back, but change to what it's supposed to look like.
Change to not rotten brown?
No. I just mean golden brown. You cook it enough.
Golden brown. See, in baking, golden brown is good.
Yeah, yeah. GBD.
In golden fresh fruit, brown, golden brown, not so good.
Not so good. Definitely puree and put it in something. Make a banana pudding. Get a cheap instant vanilla pudding. Throw the pureed bananas in there. You got banana pudding, easy banana cream
pie. Get the banana pudding that comes in a box.
No,
the artificial banana flakes, really bad.
Yeah, get the vanilla pudding and throw your crappy bananas in there.
Yeah, crappy bananas.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to mash them up and put them in pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cook up great. It makes the flavor really warm and toasty and autumnal.
Autumnal.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's the Food Fight Radio word of the day.
Autumnal.
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 It means having to do with fall. Write that down. And you can put it into cookie batter. You can blend it into smoothies. Really, yeah. Really good in smoothies. It does not taste like a bad banana.
No.
If you were to peel it, the nasty brown thing that's sort of falling over with bruises, that's a bad banana.
That might make you gag a little bit when you eat it, yeah.
Right. It's not delicious looking,
mm-mm.
So why would you eat it? But you can mash it. You're going to get an ugly, brown, icky-looking mash.
Yeah.
It will not look delicious.
No.
Don't feed it to your baby. But you can put it in things. You can put it in cookie batter, pancake batter, waffle batter. Blend it into smoothies. Put it into a cake, a muffin. I don't know, just break open a Twinkie, put the stuff in the Twinkie, shove it in the oven.
Here's a fun idea. Get vanilla ice cream, your Ucky banana, little chocolate syrup, a little strawberry syrup, make a strawberry or a banana split smoothie or banana split milkshake.
Banana split smoothie.
Yeah.
The bad bananas are not the only ingredient.
No. You got strawberry. You got strawberries that might be
top
a little
top it with
mushy.
Whipped cream.
Top it with, you're done. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. You're like, yep, and I didn't throw this away.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to tell them
you're using your garbage.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You're taking care of the planet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know, not really. Bananas are sort of biodegradable, but you're saving temporary landfill space.
Yes.
You're not being wasteful. Being wasteful as a human being is a crime. You can put bananas in soups. Did you know that?
No. What type of soup would you put it in?
Banana soup. No. No, it's that you can add it to pureed soups that are rich soups, like potato soups. You can take this. I don't want to call it rotten banana mash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it overripe banana mash.
Discolored banana mash.
Yeah, brown banana mash. Yeah. We'll call it brown mash.
Brown mash.
Take your brown mash and put it in a soup. You can have it put in a squash soup, any kind of vegetable soup, potato soup. That one's great. To the potato soup, you can also add a bruised apple.
Hmm.
You take your chunks of bruised apple, you know, the one that you don't want to eat because, you know, someone dropped it on the floor a bunch of times and it rolled around getting all bruised.
It has that brown spot.
You look at it and it's like, there's brown spots everywhere.
Spongy, yeah.
And you're like, man, I should eat this, but I don't really want to. Chop it up, put it in a potato soup along with your brown banana mash and puree it all together. Throw in a couple of spices, your favorite spices, salt, pepper, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of allspice, dash of clove. Throw a tiny bit of saffron in there, maybe a drop or two of vanilla extract,
mm-hmm.
and you have a sweet, warm, rich, well-rounded autumnal, the food fight word of the day, soup. Autumnal soup. Delicious potato soup. See?
There you go.
We're all about being not wasteful here.
Not wasteful. You can use the banana peels to polish your leather shoes. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, the inside of the peel, the part that's touching the banana part you eat, you can use that to polish shoes.
Why would you do that?
Because you don't have any shoe polish and you got a date coming over.
No, your shoes will be a magnet for fruit flies.
No, actually, because the leather and the chemicals
in
there.
You've actually done this?
Yeah.
You've actually rubbed rotten banana peels on your shoes?
Yes.
You're so weird. Bruised apples are good for, firstly, once you cut up these apples, remove the skin because you don't need the skin.
Yeah.
Rotten apple skin is not going to do anyone any good. Take the skin off, chop them up. You can toss the pieces with lemon juice, which will keep them from getting any more brown. Always nice.
Always nice.
You can add them to other cut up vegetables for a roasting.
Yes.
Any vegetable roast will benefit from the addition of sweet roasted apples. The bruised bits of the apple get knocked around. They stick to the other veggies, makes them a lot tastier. The whole mess gets sweeter as it bakes, and the whole family will love it, guaranteed. You can also shred your bruised apples, add shredded carrots, maybe some slightly over the hill carrots, if you happen to have any, pumpkin pie spices, some raisins and cranberries, maybe a few prunes. And you can either mash it up and make a mincemeat pie, or you can toss that stuff in between two layers of pound cake slices and bake them for a little bit.
That sounds great. Like a stuffed pound cake.
So sweet, you don't even need a glaze.
Mm-mm.
Just chop it into slices and have it with coffee.
I thought you were going to say stuff some pork with it or stuff a bird with it, too.
That sounds great, too.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Shove that thing into an animal.
There we go.
That is my favorite way of cooking. Find a living thing. Kill it.
Kill it. Clean it.
Clean it. Take the stuff out of the middle.
Yeah.
Shove this thing back into the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Roast that sucker.
Delicious.
Delicious. That's what we're all about here on Food Fight Radio.
You can also take that apple that's all bruised and brown, chop it up into small little cubes. Saute it with some butter, get all the sides brown, all the sides caramelized, throw it in your stuffing. Very popular this time of year to have apples in your stuffing.
People like to stuff things with things.
Yes.
That's going to be a future segment. Stuffing things with other things.
Hmm.
Yeah, like stuffing show hosts with turkey and alcohol, which is our favorite autumnal activity.
I thought it was going to be mean for a second, but I was like, no, that sounds really nice.
No, not you stuff it. You know, that's not, no, not at all. We like to stuff ourselves with things that are wonderful. You can also mix bruised apple paste together with some marzipan, also known as almond paste.
Yes.
A few different grades of it. Get the pure almond paste, the kind that has the least amount of sugar in it. There's the almond paste, and then there's an almond, like almost like a schmear, which has a little bit of sugar. And then there's marzipan, which is like mostly sugar, and just a little bit of almonds at that point. Get the pure almond paste. Not that sweet.
Not that sweet. No.
Apples are plenty sweet on their own. You ever had a sugar-free apple pie?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Tastes fine.
They don't use fake sugar. They just don't put sugar
in it. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. In my opinion, apples are oversweet. They really are. They have a huge amount of natural sugar in them. They don't need any additional sweetener. So take this pure almond paste, mix it up with your apple mush.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like a It's not even like a puree. It's like a mush.
It's like apple brown.
It's a bruised apple mush.
Yeah.
Mush.
Mush.
And, you know, put it on toast, this mush. And then you can also put it into inside any ready-to-bake Pillsbury-style pastries.
Mm.
Get those from the store. You don't have to make things from scratch to be a great cook.
No.
You don't. People think that they have to whip out like the farm-grown organic eggs and do all the stuff with
fair
the whisking.
Flour.
No, you need 9 different kinds of whisks to be a good cook. No, you don't.
You don't.
You just have to put something interesting in something else.
I've heard this time and time again from many different great chefs. A great chef is someone who knows all the tricks to get it done. You buy the product, you use it to get it done. It's that simple.
And normally, those tricks are knowledge acquired through culinary school.
Yes. Or
if you are a relatively intelligent person, acquired through a lifetime of having to cook for yourself, and in which case you usually learn how to do things better because you do things by accident.
Yes.
And as we all know, the best inventions in the world have always been accidents.
Yes.
Always been accidents. If the veggies in your veggie drawer are a little bit slimy, you don't have to throw them away.
No, rinse them off, veggie wash. Make sure to if they're sticky or slimy, get all that off. Then what? Chop them
Remove the super nasty parts that you don't want to eat.
Yes.
There are varying degrees of gone badness.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, like, for example, if it's a cucumber, it's only slimy on the outside, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything else in life. Wash that off. Remove the super squishy bits. And then you're going to be, I don't know, you're going to have half of the thing left over, but you can still use that. You can still take these veggies that you think are nasty, the ones that leave a little slimy film on the bottom of your veggie drawer, which you then have to clean out.
Blech.
Take all those things, scrub them.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub them with your mushroom brush, your veggie brush, your dish brush, whichever is abrasive, or in my case, my personality. And remove all that stuff. Chop them up, put them in a soup. Find a can of something, lentils, baked beans, regular beans, doesn't matter. Put them in there as a soup. Use a soup base. And a soup base is always a meat base, like a chicken or a ham. I like to use a ham base with anything that has leftover lentils or any kind of canned bean in it. It kind of gives you a kind of a pork and bean sort of a flavor. Very, very nice. Add a little water, of course. Ham bean, ham bases and other types of meat bases are very concentrated. When everything is cooking up nice and simmering nice, stick an immersion blender in there and just puree it. At will.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Go until it's the desired consistency to your taste. You know what you can make with rotten tomatoes?
No. What can you make with rotten tomatoes?
Nothing.
I thought so.
Nothing at all. Throw those away. They
those
are 100% completely useless. When we come back, how to get smells out of things. We do some weird stuff on this show, don't we?
Yeah, we really do.
Keep it tuned. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS. Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. With me in studio is my friend, co-host, and consigliere, Chef Marcus.
What's consigliere?
I think it means like a brain trust.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you very much.
I'm sure that's what it means. Yeah. It could just mean like a big dumb dummy.
Well, yeah, I'll take it as a compliment.
I'm going to look that up. So, was anyone out there listening to Sam's show earlier today and follow his suggestions for the roasted fermented eggplant durian burger with the onion peanut sauce? Well, now we're going to tell you how you can get the smell out of your skin and drapes and upholstery and stuff. How to get smells out of things is right now on Food Fight Radio.
Yay.
Firstly, baking soda is hugely valuable.
Yes.
In terms of getting smells out of stuff. You can use it for all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. Dog messes, pet messes. Throw baking soda on the rug after you clean it. Give it a couple hours. It will take almost all those odors out of your rug.
It also absorbs moisture.
Yes.
So it gets rid of smells and absorbs moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Interpret that as you will.
Yeah, exactly.
On that, dog messes, really?
I actually had an issue earlier this morning. So
no, Marcus does have a dog.
Yeah.
A big dog. And you know what they say? The bigger the dog.
The bigger the mess?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, no.
I just don't want to say that word on the radio.
Mess? Oh, yeah.
The bigger the dog, the bigger the, yeah. The bigger the mess.
I'm a little throat today.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Also, we all know about the fridge, baking soda, throw it in there. Just leave some in there open. It'll absorb all the odors so your odors don't mingle so much.
All the odors from your stinky cheese plate. That actually works.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have the stinkiest cheese in my fridge of anyone in a 10 square mile radius. And it actually does work. I'm telling you. I mean, we have like Lindberger type stuff in there sometimes. The more foot-like the cheese smell, the better the taste. And that's not because it tastes like feet.
No.
It doesn't. The smell and the taste are two very, very different things. It's one of those things that just people just, they don't get until they experience it for themselves. And not too many people ever get to the point where they're that brave.
No.
But you put an open box of baking soda. Don't put a closed box of baking soda because that won't do a thing.
They even sell baking soda now that has a breathing skin. So you peel off the cardboard, it exposes almost all the baking soda, and there's this perforated skin on it, so it'll take out more odors.
If you are a disgusting smoker, a disgusting human being who smokes cigarettes.
Yes.
I've seen less of those.
Well, yeah, because people are always beating them up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're getting creamed. I've seen more and more people with those e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
The electric ones. It's not as disgusting for the people around you.
Exactly.
It's still disgusting that you do it.
Well, yeah, and I'm fine with that. You can do disgusting things to yourself forever.
Just don't ruin everyone else's day.
Just leave me out of it.
Don't ruin my cashmere sweater.
Yeah, don't.
That makes me angry.
Don't walk by my outdoor seating while I'm eating and smoking your cigarette. And then
we have outdoor seating here because San Diego is awesome and the weather rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we are smokers and we want to hang around outside because that's the only legal thing to do now. You can't legally smoke outdoors in California anymore.
No.
You really can't. Other people will look at you like they want to eat you.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would ever consider eating the meat of a smoker.
No.
Even in a cannibalistic sense.
Well, that would it be more mesquite? Or, I mean, would it have a smoky?
I don't think
you
so.
It's
still an affront to my delicate foodie sensibilities, man.
Got it.
I just wouldn't want to eat a smoker.
So
if after the apocalypse, you want to protect yourself from the hosts of Food Fight Radio,
yeah,
Take up smoking.
Take up smoking.
You will be safe.
Yay,
because
you.
We don't want you. Because
you'll be gross.
You'll be gross. You can get the smell out of your clothes by putting your clothes in a trash bag and throwing them away. Douse them with baking soda. Let them sit in there overnight. Shake them out the next day and wash them in the regular machine. Since washing your clothes alone won't do it, trust us.
Because it's tar.
There's
tar on your clothes.
It gets in there.
It does not let go. It needs something to loosen it. The baking soda. Also, what you can do is get boiling hot water. Hang up your clothes in the bathroom. In the tub, have a couple cups of boiling hot water, a couple cups of vinegar, and that will loosen the smoke tar out of your clothes, and then wash it after that, and maybe, hopefully, then you'll smell like a decent human being.
You're going to smell like a salad.
You won't smell because you're going to wash it afterwards, so you're going to smell like your whatever you finish.
That is how deeply in there the smell actually gets. You don't realize, you get used to it, you don't notice it.
You need to aerate an acid to clean your clothes properly.
I love you. I don't want to have to be the one to tell you this, but this is an intervention. You stink.
You stink.
Yeah, you do. Unless the smoking is doing like a real good job of keeping you thin, you should quit because it ruins the flavor of everything you eat. Mm-hmm. Why are you even listening to this show if you smoke? Okay, I'm just going to say it. Smokers should not listen to this show. You are gross. And a show about appreciating lovely, delicious food is not for you.
No.
It's not. You don't appreciate food. If you did, you wouldn't have taken up smoking. You know?
Or you would have given it up once you realized what you're losing.
How could you realize what you're losing if
you've
already lost it? People
tell you like us. We just said, hey, you know what?
It's like the number one question in philosophy. How could you realize what you're losing
if
you've already lost it?
Oh, well,
I don't understand.
No.
I don't.
People tell you that's gross. You can't taste right.
Dog pee smell.
Dog pee smell. Like I was saying, vinegar. Definitely scrub vinegar. Dog pee on your carpet. We talked about that. Baking soda. That doesn't work.
Get rid of the dog, get rid of your carpet, and then you're fine. That's the cure for that. Cat pee is a little bit different. You should burn your whole house.
Yeah,
burn your house. And then scold yourself for getting a cat.
Yes.
The only good pet, in my opinion, is a live lobster, which can then be my dinner. Take a bounce dryer sheet to the inside of an AC vent. Stick it there, tape it there. Makes the whole house smell great whenever you turn on the AC. You can also stick them under mattresses, sofa cushions, and rugs. Works great. To get the popcorn smell out of the microwave. I know everyone's been on pins and needles.
What?
Waiting for this information.
Oh, the burnt popcorn smell?
The burnt popcorn smell. Not the wonderful buttery.
I was like, why would you do that? Buttery popcorn.
It smells fantastic. They should make
cologne.
Febreze.
I want butter popcorn cologne.
I want Febreze smell.
My wife would be over me all the time.
Buttered popcorn limited edition Febreze.
There we go.
I am going to buy that by the case. Okay. This has happened to everyone. You're always wrong about how much time you have to run to the bathroom while the popcorn is popping. It's one of the most stubborn smells known to man.
Never do that.
Add a bunch of baking soda to a tub of water. Stick it in the microwave. Cook it for 5 minutes. Then wipe out the inside with a clean sponge and water. Repeat 2 or 3 times. You may have to repeat a few more times than that, but it will work.
Now, with other smells, in industrial microwaves, this works also. You soak a towel with vinegar and water, half and half, throw it in the microwave, put it on for 2-3 minutes, wait till the towel stops steaming before you grab it, and then use that towel to rub down the microwave.
So you're going to be cooking the towel in the microwave and watching it cook?
Well, it's going to be soaked in liquid, too. So all that liquid...
It's going to be steaming.
It's going
to
be steaming.
You have to stand outside the microwave and watch it steam.
Well, when it's done, you just give it like 5 minutes.
Does that mean that you're going to be standing within 24 inches of an operating microwave? Oh, my God. The radiation alone... You know what? We've covered this, folks.
Yeah.
Microwaves do not emit dangerous radiation.
They just destroy your food.
And age your skin. That's all.
The only thing they're good for is popcorn, heating up water for instant coffee, and if you have no time, cooking quick bacon.
Cooking quick bacon?
Yeah,
microwave quick bacon. I don't like the way it turns out.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't get to save the fat.
Yeah, you do. You have one of those trays.
But now it's microwave bacon fat.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the same.
It's
molecules.
Ruin bacon. How could they be good for you?
No, you know what? It makes the molecules in something jiggle faster, quicker.
Water molecules.
In my opinion, it doesn't affect the taste of the food, but it can sometimes affect the texture of the food.
Yeah.
Have you sauteed a chicken breast in a saute pan and then taken the same chicken breast and nuked it?
It's all gummy.
Gross.
Yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
Okay. The cooking is not the same.
No.
The cooking is not the same. Cooking stuff in the microwave, bad. Reheating things that are already cooked in the microwave, good. That's what microwaves are for. They're not for cooking. They're for nuking, which is why we, as Americans, invented the word nuking. Nuking.
TV dinners.
TV dinners. We nuke stuff.
Wouldn't be good in the oven.
That's what we do.
Only good in the microwave.
We're Americans. We make things better. How to get the smell out of baked ham out of yourself after the holidays. Eh?
Go for a run?
I say don't. Yeah. Now you smell delicious. Leave that one alone. If they had a ham perfume, I'd probably wear it. Now, you've gotten the residual smell, you know, left over from my buddy Sam's Canadian Creations. Now, if only there was a way to get rid of the taste. Ha! Come on, lighten up, Samantha. I'm just kidding. I hate to poke fun at a fellow Canadian, but it's not like they'd ever fight back or anything. Coming up next, it's Marcus's favorite nuts.
You've been waiting for it. I have them for you.
The special fall edition. My good buddy Marcus here will share his secrets for enjoying your nuts to the fullest. You'll want to get a pad and pencil because the nut doctor is about to speak. We'll be right back.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, art, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including hearts on fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Today on Food Fight, we're going to get into some serious detail about the best way to handle your nuts. Well, not me. That's Marcus's territory. He's usually got his hands on some kind of nuts, and you really love your nuts, don't you?
So much. I love my nuts. I love talking about them. I love sharing them. Everybody who wants to see them, I love showing them and just, you know, helping people understand nuts better. my nuts, their nuts, everywhere. It's just it's an important part, you know, of the culinary world.
Marcus loves an opportunity to help everyone else develop a deep appreciation for his nuts.
Yeah.
It's very, very important to Marcus.
Very important.
At a deep emotional level.
Yeah. I mean, if you learn something, share it with the world. If you have something that you're proud of, share it and help everybody understand it better. Okay, today we're talking about... What nuts
chestnuts.
We're talking about chestnuts.
You love chestnuts.
You were just
talking about chestnuts like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I was going crazy over chestnuts. So chestnuts, don't roast them on open fire. That song.
It's such a nice song.
Chestnuts roasting.
Everyone wants to roast chestnuts on an open fire. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you even have an open fire?
Actually, I have a fire pit in my backyard. So I can do that.
Okay, well, you have an open fire. No one else has an open fire.
No.
They have a fireplace. A fireplace is not an open fire.
No. And a little tip, if you want to, for fun, roast chestnuts, poke a hole in them because they will explode. It's not a joke.
You could possibly. It's optional. You could poke a hole in these things if you want.
No. Do it. I'm not saying it's optional. Do it.
We're not saying they're guaranteed to turn into tiny hand grenades.
No, but there have been some not fatalities, but definitely property loss due to
death
people.
By chestnuts.
There has not been fatalities.
There has never been a death by chestnuts.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
You could lose a digit, though.
You could definitely lose your house if a flaming chestnut shoots out of your fireplace into another area of your house. And that has happened a couple times.
I'd love to hear a transcript of that insurance claim. It was the chestnuts.
It was Christmas and we wanted to roast them by the open fire.
Is that code for some sort of new gang that's going around the chestnuts? No.
No,
it was nuts that ruined my house. Why aren't you understanding me? I've said it like 10 times. You were attacked by nuts. The nuts exploded. Tell you what, we're going to need to bring you down to the station.
Here, can you please fill this cup?
Fill this cup with nuts.
Okay, so
put your nuts in this cup.
Okay, two ways to roast nuts. Like I said, poke a hole in them. Other way, get one of those little cages that will keep them wrapped up. But what you do want to do is slice them on the top, on the shell, roast them, get them out. Or hey, how about this? Get your chestnuts already peeled. Save yourself some serious stress and heartache.
Because you can, for cheap, you can buy whole chestnuts that are raw in their shell, untouched.
Yes.
But why would you do that?
Yeah.
For just like a little bit more money, you can get them in every preparation known to man.
Exactly.
You can get a can or jar of chestnut puree. Mm-hmm. You can get chopped whole roasted chestnuts, already peeled.
Sliced.
They're in there. You can get whole roasted chestnuts in a container or a box or a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But making stuff out of these chestnuts
is
a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. So chestnuts are a really solid starch. What you can do with them, they're great in purees to give your soup a really buttery, really nutty texture. Buttery texture, nutty flavor. I love breaking them up, a little breading, and then rubbing the outside of my roast with them. So it kind of soaks in. There's this crunch to my beef roast that has that buttery, nutty crunch to it. Like I said, soups, slice some desserts, roasted chestnuts in pudding is very good and very good for you. Just roasting them. Great conversationist. Here, I got some roasted chestnuts for you. Here you go, chestnuts.
Instead of showing up to a party with wine.
Yeah, bring some chestnuts.
You can bring some chestnuts.
Bring some chestnuts.
It's like it's a thing that everyone always needed but never knew they needed. You know, when they see a package of these roasted chestnuts, they go, ooh, I'm not much of a cook, but I'm already getting like 3 or 4 ideas of stuff that I can do with these things.
Exactly.
It's a better gift.
It's a fun gift. Yeah, it's a creative gift.
Unlike flowers, which just honestly creates more work
exactly.
for that person. Because what you got to take the flowers, you got to take them out of their paper. You got to cut off all the thing. You got to nip the ends of the stems. You got to mix in that flower food. You got to find a vase.
And then you got to slowly watch them die.
And then, I mean, you're already entertaining a party. You don't have time to be running around your kitchen finding a vase for your stupid flower. You know what? Flowers don't make good gifts.
Mm-mm.
They don't.
They're good for the day gifts. But, you know, after that, just...
If you're going to bring flowers, show up with them in a vase.
Yes.
And water.
Everybody
ready to go.
Flower, they're ready to go. Yeah, always in a vase and water. Save them the work.
So instead, show up with chestnuts.
There we go.
They're perfect for autumnal events.
Autumnal. They're great for autumnal events. Again, when you're roasting a turkey, roasting a ham. We talked about the veggies underneath to make a good gravy. Well, here you put the chestnuts under there and you make a really great puree, especially with turkey. You roast them with chestnuts, you puree that, you mix that with your mashed potatoes, and then you have a turkey-flavored chestnut mashed potato, and it's just a great autumnal delight.
Nice. It sounds better when I say it.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, this is weird. So whatever vegetables you're throwing into a roasting pan, doesn't matter what for. They could be under a bird. They could be by themselves. If you're a vegetarian, there is no bird.
Yeah.
So you're putting them in there with your roasted veggies.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them in. They're great. Whole roasted chestnuts in with your veggies. They're good for you. Mm-hmm. These are not one of the nuts that are bad for you.
No.
They're full of only wonderful protein.
Protein.
And all natural starch. Consider them a complex carb.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You can eat these things instead of brown rice. Think of them as the delicious answer to people who don't like brown rice.
Yeah. I mean, if someone comes to you with stuffing and they come to you like, oh, I have this stuffing full of chestnuts and apples, you're going to go nuts.
Now, what I like to do is puree them in a soup.
Yeah. That's definitely the
best. Put them in a soup. You don't have to get the paste. You can. Saves you a step. It does. But I like to put them whole in a soup. Cook them for a little while. I make a chestnut and lobster soup. So you have your creamy chestnut base, and then you've made, you know where you're making a roux for a seafood bisque or a seafood stew, you take the shells of the creature and you burn them.
Yeah.
You burn them on the bottom of your pot. It's basically, it's high heat, a little bit of oil, a little bit of garlic. You throw the animal shells in there and on high heat and you stir it around for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What that's going to do is it's going to draw the essence of the briny, wonderful ocean seafood shellfish flavor, and it's going to get it right there into the olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add this stuff. You don't take the shells out.
No.
You add the rest of the soup stuff.
Yeah.
You put that all in there. You know, it's going to be pureed anyway. You're going to strain out the solids anyway. Take the meat, the lobster meat, put that off to the side.
Yeah, you don't want to puree that.
Yeah. Toss that with lemon juice, put it in the fridge. Try not to eat it while you're making the rest of your soup. And then you put in your soup, you let it simmer for a little while, you put in your spices, a little dash of nutmeg, dash of clove. You know, I like to put a drop or two of vanilla extract in there. We've talked about that before, adding vanilla extract to pureed or vegetable or sweet-based soups.
Yeah, exactly.
Seafood soups benefit greatly from the addition of a pinch of saffron and a pinch of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a wonderful, fragrant, floral, creamy, sweet, groovy bisque. It really does. Strain out all the solids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put, you know, chestnuts. If you use the paste, it won't matter because that stuff is in there. You got your chestnuts all in there.
It's all in there.
And then you want to kind of simmer it down a little bit, puree it if necessary, if there's anything left over in there. You want to put in some vegetables, some roasted leftovers, some veggies.
Yeah, some bite to your soup.
Throw it in.
Yeah.
Take your leftovers, which I'm sure are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them in there. That's great.
That's
Take
wonderful.
Your lobster meat.
Lobster
throw
meat.
It in there. Don't have any lobster meat? Use shrimp.
Yeah.
You know, you can use just about any kind of shellfish for this. Skip the clams.
Yeah, please do.
Don't do this with clams.
No.
Don't do it with clams. Don't do it with oysters. Don't do it with scallops.
No.
When I say shellfish, I'm talking about shrimp,
things
lobster.
That move. Things that crawl around.
Crab. Things that can try to get away from you.
Yeah, not slugs, not mollusks, not clams.
Ew.
Yeah.
Snail soup, gross.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
No, that's what clams and shellfish or
die,
oysters
get
are.
It, they're ocean gastropods.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? I would rather eat a raw oyster than a raw slug. I don't know about you.
I agree with you.
The land-dwelling versions of the arthropods?
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite.
Well, they don't live in a brine, so they're really not that tasty.
Ocean spider is a crab.
Yes.
I love them. Mm-hmm. They're delicious. Land spider is a spider.
Mm.
I would not be too terribly excited about roasting a giant spider and eating it.
I'm a little curious about that.
A little bit. You know, the giant tarantulas, you cook them up nice. I'll bet you their legs taste a lot like crab.
That's what I was
they
thinking.
They probably do. And just like a crab, you wouldn't eat the body.
No.
You would just eat the legs.
Yeah.
What we need is a 3-foot land spider.
I'm gonna
as creepy
right now.
And weird as that would be, 8-legged freaks sort of way. You know, but you cook those things up, they could be great.
Yeah, like a coconut crab.
Yeah, genetically engineered 3-foot land spiders. What? That's what our future holds, honestly.
Go.
So chestnuts, you can get those any form, anywhere. If you want to pay the gold bullion price for your chestnuts, get them at Williams-Sonoma.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you don't want to.
You don't
want to
waste your money?
Williams-Sonoma, it's a stupid place. Anyone who shops there is an idiot. I'm sorry, I'm generalizing, but, you know, they really are. Put them with any veggies. Put them in any soup. Chestnuts are absolutely delicious. Put them in a stuffing. Any stuffing, add sage, bacon, dried fruit, prunes, pancetta, great. Any pork product really goes great with chestnuts. And speaking of stuffing, You know who makes delicious, good for you, sold, fulfilling, wonderful food for your heart dinners with all kinds of roasted veggies and nutty stuffing?
Williams of Sonoma?
No.
Oh.
Get out. You're fired. Dine In Tonight. They cook fresh hot dinners every day. No pre-made stuff, no preservatives, no MSG. Lots of squash, root veggies, hearty roasted meat, stews with nuts and without. It's delicious and healthy, and it shows up at your door still hot from the kitchen right in time for dinner. They make a maple-basted swai with pecan cornbread stuffing that'll make you glad you're not allergic to tree nuts. And a marinated sliced Cuban seasoned steak with banana crouton hash that'll make you so delirious, you may actually start believing that Neil Saavedra has a shred of talent. The dinners are cooked fresh every day and delivered right to your door. This is not like ordering from a restaurant delivery service. They have 100 different entrees. Go ahead, try them all. You pay $10 a dinner. That's it. No delivery fees. So call today. Get back your time, your money, and your life. Don't be a slave to dinner time. Call Dine In Tonight today. Sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week. They have a promotional 1-week deal for $15 a meal. Just 1 week. It's like, it's no commitment at all.
No,
nothing. Just give it a try. Call them up. Use promo code FOODFIGHT. Call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dinein2nite.com. It's the biggest thing since sliced bread. The old, stale kind that you can still turn into French toast and feed it to your visiting family for the holidays, and they'll have no clue you gave them the old, dry, nasty stuff while you selfishly go ahead and use the new soft, fresh loaf for your own BLT. That's dineintonight.com. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, the review of a local favorite here in San Diego at the hands of our own Chef Marcus. That is, if his hands aren't too busy handling his nuts. Cracking open the Broken Yolk Cafe. That's next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. So, people love their breakfast restaurants. Sometimes we like to eat breakfast for dinner. So the breakfast restaurants seem to have a special place in our hearts. And Marcus here seems to have a special devotion for his eggs. That's not a that's like a nut reference.
Yes.
So without further ado, I hand the reins over to a man who may or may not be ready to do his own review. We've reviewed the Broken Yolk Cafe before, so I'm calling this one the Broken Yolk Cafe Redux.
Redux. Nice. I love my breakfast foods. I love eggs. I've cooked many omelets. So again, my standards are pretty high. So when I went to the Broken Yolk in Mission Valley this last Saturday, I went in there, took my daughter for her birthday, and she let her cheat on her diet. So she was going to eat some eggs and some cheese, which are her two favorite foods. All excited.
His daughter's not on a diet. She's a vegan.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Just FYI. Just Marcus isn't like a super strict father that's like doing some weird diet thing to his kid.
All right. So we go there. There's a long line. I'm happy about this. It means, okay, they're doing something right. You know, it's 2 hours before they close. Big line. They're doing something good. We get in there. We sit down. We order it. I order their Mexican Eggs Benedict, which is poblano sauce, poached eggs, carne asada on corn cakes, and hash browns. Little girl gets cheesy eggs, fruit, and pomegranate juice. So we're waiting. Sitting there. I get my coffee. Very watery. Took him a while, and then I ask where our order was from the server. And he said, oh, didn't you pay already? Aren't you done? I'm like, really? No, I haven't even got my food yet. I see him panic and take off. And I'm like, yep, just like a server, he's going to put the load on the chef saying, oh my God, I messed this up. I need this meal on the fly. It comes out obviously cooked way too fast. My eggs were somebody else's. I could tell because they were hard. They were done. They weren't runny poached eggs. My sauce was just splattered on my plate and my hash browns weren't fully cooked. They were mushy. My little girl scrambled eggs, burnt and runny. So I grabbed the fruit dish. I'm like, here, honey, eat this. Send everything back and say, you know what? Just give her sunny side up eggs. You guys can't do scrambled. And give me, well, what do you guys claim to fame? What is the best dish here? And he's like, oh, the breakfast burrito. I'm like, okay, I love a breakfast burrito. But seriously? Breakfast burrito is what you do best? I'll take it. He comes back. He drops off a Nutella banana crepe with it for the trouble. We get our meals. The sunny side up egg is definitely burnt, bubbly. My little girl loves it, though. I don't complain. And then my breakfast burrito, the burrito is stale, the eggs are dry, and it has a big pool of grease in the bottom. I put it to the side. We shared the little Nutella roll. And I'm like, really, Broken Yolk? You give us 5 dishes, and the only one you do well is the chocolate one. How can you mess that up? So I was very disappointed. We left, and I kept on thinking, should have went to IHOP.
Wow. Runny eggs. Mm-hmm. And burnt cheese.
Yeah.
Inspiring words from a man who loves his breakfast.
Love my breakfast.
Folks, let this be a lesson to you all that you should be thrilled he's not the one driving this train. That review was intense, bro.
I sure
hope you were able to come down from all that excitement. Well, that's eggs for you. They tend to bring out the animal in Marcus here.
Mm-hmm.
You can see photos of Marcus's Call of the Wild at Food Fight Radio. .com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, it seems like all that marching Marcus and I did while wearing our brightly colored red light camera awareness ribbons has finally paid off. And the city of Poway has decided to permanently abandon the use of red light cameras. Yep, the BS is over and the ridiculous fines along with it. Well, I'd like to believe that it was because of us. It may have been because the short yellow lights made people recklessly speed up to make it through, and that's a very dangerous thing. But that's not what did it either. And the fact that there was this massive increase in accidents only at the intersections where the cameras were installed and it was actually killing people just so the city could get a bit more trickle-down money from the fines? Was that enough blood and carnage to end the whole miserable fiasco? No. Maybe it was because someone finally figured out that was happening. What was happening in real life was the exact opposite of how the cameras were marketed to city officials by the private companies that designed them. No. It was also not because just about all of the collisions were people getting rear-ended, which is, of course, what generally happens when paranoid drivers slam on the brakes to avoid a red light. The guy behind him slams right into him. Could have been this mass injustice and unreasonable tickets that spurned our cities into action? No. What really did it was when a city councilman and his daughter both got caught by red light cameras and got fine notices in the mail. That was the straw that broke the hypocrite's back. You can do whatever you want to tax-paying citizens, and they can complain and moan and whine about the illegalities and unconstitutional fines and treatment and the rip-off short yellow lights and whatnot. But one of the elite special people who actually matters gets treated like a commoner, and their whole system falls down. Forget that any rational person could see this unfolding from a mile away, but maybe people are now realizing that government is anything but rational. When you have a group who benefits from fines levied as part of a supposed deterrent, maybe it's possible the motivation is not to actually prevent an action. Can you imagine if people stopped breaking the law? Cops would be out of a job. Courts would shut down. Why, the entire economy would crumble. Maybe I'm taking this to an extreme. But wait, shutting down the government? That's crazy talk. We'd never survive. Oh, wait. We were just fine, weren't we? Are we, the people, the only rational ones? Then who's running the asylum? I guess I'm just a fascist foodie here with a love for good eats. I'll leave the political commentary for the weekday guys. I just really want to know how to get my foie gras back. Tune in next week for making your own exotic flavored coffee creamers, with and without the booze. Also, debunking flu shots. Don't get one until you hear what we've discovered. And go ahead and check out our website for a photo mashup of Neil Saavedra and Sam the Cooking Guy. We took Sam's glasses and high forehead and Neil's zebra-striped douche tag and created a new species of jackass. Actually, Neil nailed that look all by himself, so adding Sam may have been unnecessary. Plus, cooking for the Festivus. It's how all the cool people are doing Christmas now. It's how I'm referring to the entire block of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all as one big long holiday. All next week, on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that just because you got the monkey off your back, doesn't mean the circus has left town.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.